Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Power of a Positive Team by John Gordon, a compelling exploration of how to elevate a good team to greatness. Drawing from Gordon's extensive experience in business consulting, this book shares actionable principles for enhancing team communication, commitment, and positivity. Whether it's dispelling negativity or reinforcing the bonds that unite team members, Gordon's insights are grounded in real-world examples that resonate with anyone who has ever been part of a team. John Gordon, the author, is renowned for his expertise in teamwork, leadership, and organizational culture. With a distinguished career that includes consulting for various athletic organizations and corporations, Gordon's thoughts on building and sustaining dynamic teams have been highlighted in major publications such as the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. His approach is not only practical but deeply inspirational, making him a pivotal voice in the realm of team development and leadership. The Power of a Positive Team is an essential read for anyone interested in cultivating a better team environment. This includes leaders and managers seeking to enhance their management skills, business owners aiming to foster a more engaging and positive company culture, and any team member aspiring to contribute more effectively to their group's success. Join us as we unpack the essential strategies and insights from John Gordon that illuminate the path to building a more cohesive, empowered, and positively unstoppable team. The Power of a Positive Team: Proven Principles and Practices That Make Great Teams Great. Introduction. Unlock the secrets to crafting the ultimate team. Creating a powerful team transcends simply gathering individuals with top-tier skills. There's an intricate recipe to blending these skills into a cohesive and functional team, capable of achieving extraordinary outcomes. This narrative takes us on a journey through the essential elements that mold a perfect team and navigates the common pitfalls that could potentially derail even the most talented groups. Imagine the great achievements of humanity: the pyramids, space exploration, the internet. These marvels were not the product of solitary genius, but of collective effort, a testament to the incredible heights that can be reached through collaboration. John Gordon, with keen insight, lays out a roadmap for team leaders, unpacking the essentials that foster not just teamwork, but effective, winning teamwork. In this learning journey, we uncover the foundational blocks needed to build an unbeatable team. First on the list is understanding why the culture within Apple Inc. is not just an operational backdrop, but a core ingredient of its global success. It's not about the individual brilliance of engineers or designers, but about how these individuals mesh into a culture that prizes innovation, excellence, and above all, cooperation. Next, we dive into an unconventional tale of motivation. Picture a football team on the brink of victory, their spirits and drive waning. Enter the story of a vampire, not a creature of the night, but a metaphor for energy and persistence, igniting a fire within the team to push beyond their limits. This story illustrates the power of unique, motivational narratives in fortifying a team's resolve and unity. Lastly, we explore the significance of attention to detail in the construction of the team's foundation. It's about understanding and appreciating the aspects of teamwork that may never be recognized by the outside world, but are fundamental to the team's success. It's the relentless focus on the minutiae, the behind-the-scenes efforts, that often propels a team from good to great. Together, these insights unfold into a comprehensive guide for anyone looking to lead their team to the pinnacle of success. From fostering a culture that binds individuals into a unified force, to using innovative motivational techniques, and nurturing a bedrock of meticulous attention to detail, the pathway to creating the ultimate team is laid out with clarity and purpose. This is not just about achieving goals, but about transcending them, crafting a team capable of turning the impossible into reality. Part 1: The Power of Positivity, The Path to Team Success and Leadership Glory. In the competitive and often unpredictable realm of business, navigating the road to success is fraught with obstacles. From launching innovative ideas to steering organizations and products towards their goals, the journey is challenging. Having a team that not only supports but elevates your endeavors can be your greatest asset. However, maintaining the harmony and momentum of your team is a complex task in itself. During these moments of doubt, when the finish line seems more like a mirage, the spirit of positivity within the team can be the beacon guiding you forward. The significance of nurturing an optimistic outlook is profound, with ripple effects that benefit every team member and the leader at the helm. Drawing from an insightful Duke University report, one can't help but observe the correlation between optimism and success across diverse fields such as politics, business, and sports. Optimists don't just dream, they achieve. This ethos of positive interactions transcends the boundaries of the workplace, extending its virtues into personal lives. Renowned psychologist John Gottman's studies reveal a fascinating insight. Marriages thrive on positive interactions, with a ratio of 5 positive interactions to every negative one, considerably boosting the longevity of relationships. But how does this environment of optimism reflect on the leaders? The equation is beautifully simple yet impactful. Leaders who cultivate a positive culture reap the benefits manifold, receiving not only the loyalty and dedication of their team members, but also becoming magnets for talent and goodwill. Wayne Baker, an authority on organizational behavior, underscores that leaders who project positive energy attract like-minded individuals. Such leaders are not just figureheads, but pillars of a community that thrives on sharing, innovation, and collaboration. Imagine, as a leader, being the nucleus of a team where talented individuals gravitate towards you, eager to contribute to your vision with devotion and creativity. This is not a distant dream, but a tangible reality for those who embrace positivity as their guiding principle. They find themselves at the intersection of opportunity and innovation, where motivated team members are not just participants, but co-creators of success. In essence, fostering positivity within a team is a win-win scenario. It creates a thriving environment where success is not just an individual achievement, but a collective triumph. As a leader embracing this power of positivity, you're not just paving the way for your accomplishments, but also lighting the path for every team member to realize their potential to the fullest. Part 2: Cultivating a Thriving Team Culture. Everyone plays a key role. In the realm of high-stakes, high-performance teams, the secret ingredient to success goes beyond individual brilliance or strategic acumen. It lies in the cultivation of a vibrant and positive team culture. This notion, while seemingly straightforward, delves into the complex interplay of both tangible and intangible rules that govern how team members interact, communicate, and embody the collective ethos of the group. Imagine culture as the heart of a team, pulsating with the collective values, beliefs, and behaviors that underpin every action and decision. It's the essence that shapes how teams navigate challenges, celebrate successes, and forge their path forward. Leading corporate icons like Apple stand as testaments to the power of a well-defined culture. From its inception, founders Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak were deliberate in nurturing a culture that not only differentiated Apple from its competitors, but also permeated every facet of its operations, from hiring practices to product design, and even marketing strategies. This foundational culture has been so enduringly influential that it continues to drive Apple's success, encapsulating their philosophy that culture beats strategy. However, this mantra doesn't downplay the importance of strategy. Rather, it emphasizes that the bedrock of any successful strategic plan is a robust and positive culture that aligns with and supports its objectives. Leaders are often seen as the architects of team culture, tasked with laying the foundation and steering its direction. Yet, the reality is that the actualization of this culture relies on the collective effort of every team member. Each individual, irrespective of their role or position, contributes to the vibrancy of this culture, for better or for worse. Research from the HeartMath Institute reveals a fascinating phenomenon. People can pick up on others' emotional states from as far as 10 feet away, without direct interaction. This underscores the omnipresent influence of each team member's demeanor and energy, which can either uplift or dampen the team's morale. Similarly, a study by Harvard University supports the idea of emotional contagion within teams, highlighting how the moods and attitudes of individuals ripple through the group, impacting the overall atmosphere. This interconnectedness means every team member holds responsibility not just for their tasks, but for the energy they bring into the team space. A positive attitude or a word of encouragement can cascade through the team, enhancing collaboration, motivation, and ultimately, performance. Conversely, negativity can spread just as quickly, eroding trust and dampening spirits. Thus, building a thriving team culture is not a solo endeavor. It's a collective undertaking where every member plays a crucial role. By fostering an environment where positivity, respect, and mutual support are the norm, teams can unlock unparalleled levels of creativity, efficiency, and satisfaction, propelling everyone toward shared success. Part 3, Battling the Shadows, How Positive Teams Overcome Negativity. Creating a powerhouse of positivity within a team might seem like setting sails for smooth seas, but beneath the calm, the undercurrents of negativity can lurk, ready to derail the journey. Many teams, in their pursuit of positivity, neglect to confront and address these negative elements, allowing them to simmer and spread, ultimately threatening the cohesion and spirit of the group. However, not all is lost. There are potent strategies that can root out this negativity, rejuvenating the team's core and reinforcing its resolve. Consider the story of the University of Georgia's football team, a narrative that not only demonstrates the gravity of unchecked negativity, but also underlines a novel approach to eliminating it. Faced with a prolonged performance slump, the team's coach identified negativity as a pervasive issue. His solution? He introduced a negative energy vampire into the team's culture, symbolized by painting a vampire on the team meeting room's wall. Any hint of negativity from a player or coach would result in their photo being pinned to this vampire wall. This visual and symbolic act underscored the team's commitment to positivity and motivated everyone to maintain a constructive outlook, culminating in a dramatic turnaround in their fortunes. Another effective strategy in the crusade against negativity is the implementation of a no-complaining rule. This rule challenges team members to transcend mere griping by mandating that any complaint must be accompanied by a proposed solution. This approach not only curtails baseless negativity, but also fosters a culture of proactive problem solving. The inception of this rule is credited to Dwight Cooper, CEO of PPR, a recognized stellar workplace, who understood the significance of transforming complaints into opportunities for improvement. These examples reflect a crucial lesson. Positive teams do not merely bask in the glow of optimism. Instead, they actively confront and disarm the specters of negativity that can insidiously undermine their unity and morale. The strategies employed, from creative visual cues to enforcing constructive communication norms, signify a deeper commitment to building an environment where positivity is not just aspirational, but ingrained in the very fabric of the team's culture. Thus, in the relentless endeavor to cultivate a positive team, it's not enough to elevate the good. One must also vigilantly seek out and extinguish the negative elements. By doing so, teams not only safeguard their harmony and productivity, but also reinforce their resilience against the inevitable challenges they face. In the end, it's this balanced and conscientious approach that truly defines the essence of a positive team, propelling them toward enduring success. Part 4, Bridge the Gap. Embracing face-to-face communication in an age of digital disconnect. In an era where digital connectivity is at our fingertips, The paradox of poor communication wreaking havoc on team dynamics is both glaring and puzzling. With a plethora of communication tools available, from emails to instant messaging and social networks, one might expect seamless interaction within teams. And yet, the malaise of dysfunctional communication often plagues even the most tech-savvy groups. This conundrum leads us to question the efficacy of our modern communication arsenals when it comes to fostering genuine team cohesion. The crux of the issue lies in the depersonalization of interactions. The convenience of digital communication, while transformative, has inadvertently diminished the value of our exchanges, leading to a proliferation of misunderstandings and misinterpretations. This sets the stage for a communication void, a space ripe for negativity to flourish, manifesting as rumors, distrust, and a pervasive survival mentality amongst team members. So, how does one combat this creeping negativity? The antidote is surprisingly traditional and straightforward: prioritizing regular face-to-face communication. Reclaiming the value of in-person interactions is pivotal in restoring trust and clarity within teams. The impact of a genuine conversation, where nuances and emotions are fully captured, cannot be underestimated. It rekindles a sense of connection and mutual understanding that digital exchanges often fail to convey. To integrate this practice into the fabric of team dynamics, several strategies have proved effective. One approach is the implementation of daily team calls for those in sales and similar roles, providing a forum for sharing insights, celebrating wins, and addressing challenges collectively. This regular verbal interaction fosters a spirit of openness and support, crucial components of a thriving team culture. Yet, the necessity for face-to-face communication doesn't vanish in remote work settings. The digital realm offers tools like video conferencing, enabling daily or weekly virtual meetups that simulate the experience of in-person meetings. These sessions serve as vital touchpoints for remote team members, ensuring they remain integrated and engaged with the team's pulse. Furthermore, leveraging common social settings such as mealtimes can significantly enhance interpersonal relationships within the team. Leaders, in particular, can cultivate deeper connections by sharing meals with various team members, using these occasions to listen, understand, and bond. The journey towards effective team communication is a return to the basics, recognizing the unparalleled value of face-to-face interactions in an increasingly disconnected world. By fostering an environment where meaningful conversations are not just encouraged, but integrated into routine practices, teams can navigate the complexities of communication, reinforcing their unity and resilience against the pitfalls of misunderstanding and negativity. Part 5: Unlocking Greatness Through Care and Commitment. At the heart of every monumental team achievement lies a blend of care and commitment, qualities that transform a group of individuals into a force capable of reaching unparalleled heights. The misconception that outstanding outcomes can be the handiwork of a lone genius is debunked when we peel back the layers to reveal the collective effort driving every success story. Consider the cinematic masterpieces that capture our imagination and accolades alike. Behind every Oscar-winning actor is a symphony of talents: writers, directors, cinematographers, set designers, each contributing their unique skill set towards the making of a masterpiece. Their contributions might not shine under the spotlight, but they are the bedrock on which greatness is built. This principle of collective effort extends beyond the silver screen. The essence of true teamwork is the seamless transition from me to we, unlocking the potential to achieve what would be impossible individually. Drawing from the gritty experiences of former Navy SEAL Nick Hayes, we find powerful insights into the dynamics of effective teamwork. Reflecting on the notorious Hell Week, a testament to physical and mental endurance, it's clear that those who triumph are not those focused on personal hardship, but those who commit to the collective. Their success is not rooted in individual resilience, but in the shared bond and mutual support that make the unimaginable achievable. The story of commitment doesn't end here. It's mirrored in the ethos that guided Steve Jobs and the revolutionary products of Apple. Jobs learned early from his father the importance of caring for every aspect of a project, even those unseen. This lesson in meticulousness and passion became the cornerstone of Apple's culture, inspiring products that not only captivate users but also embody the pride and dedication of their creators. The journey to extraordinary achievements is paved with the commitment to not just the goal, but to each team member playing their part in reaching it. It requires an investment of care in the work, in the people, and in the shared vision. When this foundation is laid, there emerges a collective force, energized by a sense of duty and bonded by mutual respect, capable of surmounting the tallest of obstacles. Therefore, the essence of transforming an ordinary group into an exceptional team lies in fostering an environment where care and commitment are not mere words, but the guiding principles. In such teams, members do not merely participate, they dedicate themselves to the cause and to each other, driving towards collective glory with a unity that makes the extraordinary attainable. Part 6: Marching Together Towards Excellence, The Power of Positive Team Dynamics. Being part of a truly positive and dynamic team is an unforgettable experience. It transcends the bounds of mere collaboration, instilling a shared commitment to not just the team's success, but to each member's personal growth and excellence. This collective pursuit is driven by a desire that extends beyond individual ambitions. It's about lifting the whole team towards greatness. A hallmark of such an extraordinary team is the mutual commitment to continuous improvement. Every team member adopts a restless spirit, constantly seeking avenues to enhance their skills, broaden their knowledge, and elevate their performance. It's this shared ethos of relentless self-improvement that differentiates a merely good team from a great one. Identifying a team that embodies these principles is surprisingly straightforward. Look for groups where individuals display both hunger for success and humility in their quest for growth. These are the environments where discomfort is welcomed as a catalyst for learning and where mediocrity is challenged at every turn. The focus remains unwaveringly on the collective goal of achieving unparalleled excellence. One practical approach to fostering this culture of self-improvement and shared progress is through the 1% rule. This principle encourages each team member to commit to improving by just 1% every day across various dimensions, be it energy, effort, focus, or time. While a 1% increment might seem negligible in isolation, its cumulative effect over time and across a team can be transformative. The profound impact of this rule was vividly demonstrated by a women's college lacrosse team. By embracing the 1% rule, the team not only committed to personal growth but also to uplift the entire group's performance by a hypothetical 35% each day. This collective ambition and dedication to self-improvement propelled the team to new heights, showcasing the extraordinary potential unleashed when positivity, commitment, and a spirit of selflessness converge. Through this lens, a positive team emerges as a powerhouse of potential, where every step forward is taken not just for the individual, but for the greater good of the group. It is a beautiful manifestation of the belief that together, we can achieve far more than we ever could alone. This ethos of shared progress and mutual support is what ultimately paves the way to greatness, transforming a group of individuals into an unstoppable force. Final summary. The essence of transforming a group of talented individuals into a formidable team lies in cultivating a culture of positivity, optimism, and mutual respect. This journey towards creating a dynamic team environment emphasizes the pivotal role of commitment, both to the team's collective goals and to each member's personal growth. In such a team, there's a powerful synergy where care for one another and the quality of communication serve as the backbone, ensuring that negativity and discord have no place to thrive. At the heart of a positive team are individuals bound by a shared devotion to each other, to their shared vision, and to the relentless pursuit of improvement. This commitment to self-enhancement, fueled by the belief in collective success, sets the stage for achieving the extraordinary. Each team member understands that their contributions, no matter how small, are vital cogs in the wheel of progress. Through this collaborative spirit, positive teams navigate challenges with grace, celebrate successes with humility, and constantly seek ways to elevate their capabilities. The adoption of simple yet profound practices, such as the 1% rule, underscores the belief that incremental advances can lead to monumental achievements when pursued with unwavering determination and unity. In essence, the power of a positive team lies in its ability to blend individual aspirations with collective ambitions, creating a force characterized by resilience, innovation, and an insatiable desire for excellence. When positivity reigns, obstacles transform into opportunities, and the horizon of what's possible continually expands. This is the hallmark of a truly unstoppable team, one where greatness is not just envisioned, but lived day in and day out. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.